Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for January 4, 2010. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope it is a great year. We will open our meeting with invocation led by Commissioner Domain and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand?
Our Heavenly Father, we pause to acknowledge your majesty. Thank you for your gift of grace brought to us by your Son, Jesus. Lord, as we start a new year, 2010, we ask that you lead us and guide us so that the things we think and say and do will be pleasing in your sight for the betterment of our community. Lord, thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon us, not the least of which is the opportunity to live and work in this great democracy. When we get to the end of 2010, I ask that we've conducted ourselves in such a manner we know we've served our constituents well. What we've done is pleasing in your sight.
Amen.
Please recite the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I want to start, I'm glad he just walked in, Captain Hobb, by commending our Sheriff's Department and its maritime unit for the great rescue effort that was made last week on those three fishermen. I don't know how far offshore they were, about 2 miles, and their boat was sinking. And y'all were there, I guess, before the Coast Guard could even get clearance to do it. I bet they were glad to see you, weren't they? Great job. Great job. Okay, first items, purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB for a term contract for snack and drink vending machines for Jefferson County. Item B, receive and file bids for IFB on the replacement of the cooling tower fans and assembly for the county. Item C, consider and possibly approve professional services agreement with ICU Environmental Health and Safety for asbestos consulting services for the home buyout program due to Hurricane Ike in the amount of $530. Each resident will cost $395 and 3 point count samples at 45, bringing the total to 500. That doesn't total 530. I don't understand that. Okay, anyway. Item D, execute, receive, and file professional service agreement with ICU for that contract with environmental health. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion, have a second. Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Mr. Paul Beard as commissioner to the Sabine Neches Navigation District of Jefferson County for a 2-year term. The new term begins January the 15th, 2010. We're pleased to have Mr. Beard with us today. Item B, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Mr. Joe Johnson as a commissioner to the Sabine Neches Navigation District for a two-year term beginning January 15th, 2010. Mr. Johnson here. Let's see. Oh, he's teaching school. Okay. Is there a motion, sir?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County auditor. The payment of regular county bills, check number 333949 through check number 334144. You can correct that on your deal. Is there a motion on that? Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Risk management, item A. Consider and possibly approve renewal of commercial crime coverage with Great American Insurance Group at a flat annual renewal premium of $4,300. Is there a motion on that item?
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And it looks like we've worked ourselves out of a job.
Judge, I have some.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'd like to say it's my anniversary date, 1 year, and I want to say it's been a pleasure. It really has. I taught school for 20 years, and we're 18. And I was on the Port Arthur City Council for three terms. And I promise you, it's been a true pleasure here this past year.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all set me up. But as a coach, I do have a game plan just in case y'all are. Thank you.
Honeymoon's over, Coach. Now, it's been a pleasure having you on this court, Commissioner. And any further? Yes, ma'am.
Just an item I'm not sure everyone's aware of, but I received a letter from the post office stating, and it was just addressed to occupant at 1149 Pearl Street, and it was stating that this was received on December 29th, and as of January 10th, the post office, in an effort to become more efficient, will no longer be delivering mail to anyone at 1149 Pearl. It does not have a suite number attached to it because they say it takes them too long to work through the courthouse. I've already addressed this, and I've gotten in touch with the people at the post office this morning, talked to them, and let them know that, first of all, a week is not sufficient time for us to prepare to have a different delivery. And secondly, that there are no suite numbers on any of the departments in the courthouse, neither are there room numbers on them. So they were like, oh my gosh. So anyway, this has been addressed, and I'd just be interested to find out how many other people received that letter.
I did.
You did?
And it says that the mail will be returned to the sender.
Returned to sender. I brought to their attention that this is the highest season of activity in the tax office, in that we are receiving payments on a daily basis, and also that we are getting ready for a primary, and we have a lot of voter registration information that's still swirling about out there. So it was very inopportune of them, and someone did not think this through about the logistics of actually having this happen. So they're supposed to be getting back to me this afternoon, and I'll let you know what happened.
Who did you talk to?
I talked to Mr. Argyle, I believe is his name. I've got it downstairs. I didn't bring the letter with me, but the person that had sent the letter.
Yeah, that's going to be a...
Well, it's impossible at
this
point. We've got all sorts of envelopes out there in the mail that are return address, and a lot of them, I'm sure, only have 1149 Pearl on them. And we do have a post office box in the tax office, so that'll help us a lot. But there's a lot of information that just comes back to 1149 Pearl. Any help will be greatly appreciated. Any ideas?
Let me ask you a question. Did they,
sure,
while you're talking to them, did you come up with any type of ideas other than returned to rescind.
No, I didn't have the opportunity to talk to them. I was just sent the letter. And today, actually, the letter was dated December the 29th. I received it Christmas Eve, and it's to be effective January the 10th, which gives us this 1 week to convert anything possible, which is impossible. And I did talk to the I talked to the postman today and to the station today that sent the letter, and he's supposed to get back to me this afternoon after he heard of the difficulties with it. I know Lolita's concerned with this too.
Well, I think everybody that especially the county clerk, you're the division district clerk, without a question, I think it's something that we probably from the court might need to address with them. It may need to be a call from you, Judge, and Jeff to get together and visit with them, I think, because this is that important to the citizens of this county.
Who is the postmaster?
Miss Mitchell was the first lady recently assigned there.
I think we have contact out of Houston now. I'm not sure we have anyone locally anymore. The person that I talked to today was dealing with Houston. Houston had made this decision and gone forward with it.
Well, that's something we may need the help from the media with.
That's why I thought.
Did you get that back there?
Talk to you about it.
Well, don't they still receive federal funding? It may take a call to Representative Poe's office, probably take care of the problem.
I think Mr. Ruggs got a great idea.
We depend on him for things
can
like
that. Can we do that this afternoon?
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad you brought that up. Anything further? All right, we're adjourned.